some real talk. Give me some of that real talk.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Justin Kazepas alongside Claudia Ogrizek of Compass Real Estate. Happy Solar Eclipse Day!
Yay.
Don't.
I'm feeling a little weird, so if I do something,
is it
I don't
eclipse?
Know, it might be.
No, stop. You're wearing green again today.
Of course.
You didn't wear it last week when we celebrated your 10-year of being in America.
So I had to wear the American colors, of course. But I'm back to my green.
Have you ever seen a solar eclipse before today? Not
yes,
that I don't care about like, you being in America,
when
but the solar
it?
Eclipse is happening today. I mean, come on.
Like, what, 6 years ago?
Well, it's the first time in like 50 years this kind of eclipse.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I remember I was in Vermilion in the parking lot.
Different kind of eclipse. There was an eclipse. It was different, though. This is different. I'm just telling you, it's different.
Okay. Yeah.
It's been like 50 years since, and it's going to be another 50 years to one just
sure.
like this. I went outside, I looked before the show for a little bit, and it's like a quarter, 25%. I don't know if that's accurate or not. That was my
I saw it. I got Bill's glasses.
Oh, you didn't look at the...
I did. I got his glasses, and I looked up. It was the beginning of the...
Yeah, don't try. One, you should never look at the sun, but even with an eclipse, you still... Like, the sun is still so bright, you can't see
the
eclipse.
Glasses.
I'm letting everyone else know. This.
And this is what I have to deal with every Monday.
Every single... We've got a guest in the studio right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm telling you.
Would you like to introduce your guest for a moment?
No, or... you do it.
No, you do it.
You do
no,
it.
You do it.
No, because I want to see if you memorize her name.
Sorry, that was Bill talking to Bailey.
Yes. So you go ahead because you just asked about her name. So say it.
Bailey.
And her last name.
Don't do that to me. It's go. Not McHuff. It's not
no,
McHuff.
It's not McHuff.
McHugh.
There you go.
Swell home inspection.
Very
she
good.
Knows I have a terrible man. That's not
yeah,
fair.
That's
don't
why.
Let her.
I'm
she knows that
purpose.
About me right now. Bailey McHugh of Swell. Now you threw me out.
Yes.
Swell yeah. home inspection. Swellhomeinspections.com. Oh, we're going to talk about home inspections. You know, right now at the Real Estate Commission, they get complaints. If people want to complain about the brokers that are just not representing them well. And disclosure, findings of fact about property as these properties that are on the market, they go under contract, they pop back on the market, they do it a second time, they do it a third time, they do it a fourth time. Well,
and,
some
yeah.
people do.
And I
things.
Wish there was a stricter rule about disclosing whatever happened, because every time, even for us as buyer agents, you know, every time it's like, oh, not the seller's fault. And sometimes, or I would say many times it is. So the rule says we have to disclose material facts, but I don't really think it happens.
Well, you have to also have permission of the seller in reality to some degree, right? Like, or no, do you think it's, if seller says, don't tell anybody, what do you do?
Close your ears.
I don't think so.
That's not the right answer.
I mean, this is my view. Like, are you saying if I'm the listing agent?
Sure. Buyer gets inspection, give it to the seller. Seller says, don't tell anybody.
I don't think it. If it's a material fact,
sure.
And we have to explain what a material fact is. But if it's a material fact, I think it has ethically speaking, it has to be disclosed. What is a material fact?
There's three things. There's what can, what actually is the physical status of the property, what is affecting the property from around the area, and what's the second one?
For me, it's whatever truly can deter someone from buying a house. So nothing silly, but foundation issues.
Materials.
If the house can crack and fall, whatever. Material fact, things that would likely make someone not put an offer on a house.
Oh, party's ability to conduct the transaction. That's the third one. Sorry, I was thinking there for a moment. I don't know. What did you say again?
But
I'm sorry. I was...
Things, for the people that are not everyday in transactions... It's basically what could actually affect a buyer's decision. So let's say that, I don't know, like there is an outlet missing.
Mm-hmm.
Would anyone not buy a house because
Hang
of an
them.
Outlet? No. But foundation, serious foundation, like you posted the other day, a crazy
yeah.
crawl space.
Yeah. I also would think, use of plumbing materials too, is which is something I come in, I see almost every day is, homes that were built in the 1990s, they use polybutylene piping.
Mm.
And
don't say that word. That's
yeah,
a bad word.
That's a bad word.
That's a potty word.
Mm-hmm.
We're
bad
not
word.
Allowed to
no.
say that word.
We see it all the time. And I don't come across disclosure or listing documents ever. But I do, when my parents listed their home, they asked them, you know, what is your plumbing supply line? And they said PEX. And then there's also a section for polybutylene, but hardly anybody is going to say, oh, yeah, we have polybutylene. Because to me, that's just, they either don't know what that is.
And I do believe that most don't know.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. I got polybutylene piping and synthetic stucco. You know what I mean? I'm rolling for two, right? And I got a basement that you undoubtedly know.
And lead paint. And
has some stuff.
Aluminum wiring. Yeah. And stuff like that, yeah.
That's got to be a lot of fun being a home inspector right now, huh?
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah.
I'm excited to hear your story about how you got into being a home. You don't have a background in real estate, or do you have a background in real estate?
I do not have a background in real estate. Oh, I was a flight attendant prior to being a home inspector.
That's going to be a great story. But first, we must determine. So number two point that I had forgotten at first, but now I have remembered, material fact, someone's ability to complete the transaction. Being not able to afford the house is certainly a material fact.
Then. Okay, but then going back to what we read on MLS, then every single transaction, it was the buyer's fault. I don't believe it. And I've seen houses. There were times that I saw a house backing, just watching the market. And just out of curiosity, I went to the house because not that I had a buyer, but I was previewing for an imaginary buyer because I wanted to see. I'm like, come on, it's back on the market for the third time. I need to see. And there were clearly serious issues going on that were not disclosed.
All right.
And it's a waste of time, I think. You're wasting everyone's time by not disclosing, because if the sellers are not willing to fix it or be honest about it, it will keep happening.
Undoubtedly.
New inspection.
Oh, you're still on the ethical stuff right now. You're being ethical.
I am.
Right now. That's what you're focused on. Sorry. I was so focused on our stat of the week that we have to check on.
We do.
All right. Here's my favorite stat. Coming soon, active in Canopy MLS. That's the local MLS here in the Lake Norman marketplace, Charlotte, or surrounding South Carolina, all of even the mountains and some other spots. But I go county. So if Mecklenburg County, 500,000 less, and we're going to check Iredale too. Last week we were at like what? 1,050? 50. All right, we'll go with 50. I don't even think it was that much. Yeah. It was like 17, 1,017. Okay. Pull the tape. We'll figure that out. All right, what do you think it is this week?
1,200.
Dang, you got faith in the market right
yes.
now.
Yes. It's spring market. Our Mecklenburg spring break is over, so everybody's ready to list the house and sell. So I think 1,200 in Mecklenburg.
I wasn't allowed to hit the button. No.
Oh, you're trying. Yeah, I'm like, what is it doing?
Sorry, for those who missed it, if you were all listening on the radio, I hit the loose button. That's
No.
1,007.
No way.
So it went down.
No way.
Less listings, under 500,000. Now let's check Iredell County real quick. We got time? Oh, I got 30 seconds. Iredell County, what do you think? Higher or lower than last week? I know you
lower.
Remember
the
number
lower.
Last week.
I don't.
433 matches.
It's
right
lower.
Now.
I think
Iredell
it was
County,
500.
Less than 500,000. Coming soon, active. Wow. Bailey McHugh of Swell Home Inspections, hanging out with Claudia and I. Happy solar eclipse day. Wait, we got to run down and see the solar eclipse. We're going to go down and see the solar eclipse, and then we'll be back. Stick around.
Us. Today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas will be back after these messages on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, more of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. The prices aren't going down, but it's like the sun is outside right now because it was a shade darker out there.
Yes, it was kind of a weird...
Like a glow.
Mm-hmm.
Like a ambient...
Like a tint.
A tint. Bailey McHugh of Swell Home Inspections got to experience the solar eclipse with us. We now have a moment together for the next 59 years because that's how long it'll be. Or 52, somewhere in the 50s.
Should I save the glasses for next time?
You can.
I won't, but okay.
You could write it. I'll write a note to you on there. And then...
so I remember.
I'm in your time capsule.
Do you keep things like this? Hold on real quick before we actually get to the actual topic of the day. Do you keep
stuff like this? No, I am not a...
You don't have like a secret stash in the attic or anything like that?
I am not a keeper of anything. It's the opposite. I'm always at Goodwill, Habitat, Lydia's Loft. I'm known. I am always dropping stuff off.
Bailey, houses that have stuff in crawl spaces or attics when you have to go do inspections, which are worse?
Probably attics.
What?
Yeah, I don't like, I like to see a lot of the attic. If there's a bunch of storage and bins up there and I can't see anything or I can't get to the furnace, because 9 times out of 10, there's more to look at in the attic than really in the crawl space. And a lot of times people don't store things in the crawl space. So it really becomes a limitation when it's in the attic. It's a pain. And then
See more creatures, more grossness in the crawl space.
In the crawl space, yes. I actually haven't seen many creatures. I think I'm up to a cat and a snake.
Okay, not bad at all.
No.
Alive? Like a
actual
black snake?
Little black snake, yes. Okay.
They're the good ones.
A couple weeks ago, yeah. So I kind of just like, my pest guy, he was actually under there with me and he was like, on your left, because he was like, a little ahead of me. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Or don't look right now.
Yeah. So I just kind of like looked over my shoulder and I was like, yeah, sure enough, there's a snake. And I just kept crawling. I didn't even, I paid it no mind. Like,
actually, a funny thing, just because you're here and we're talking about crawl space, a few months ago, my hairdresser talked to me about making like easy money. Mm. And she's like, you know, I'm thinking about being a real estate agent because then, you know, you work
super easy right now.
You work whenever you want and you make easy money. And I'm like, the last thing you do is work whenever you want. Like you work when your clients need you. And if you want to make money, you work a lot.
Come on. Let's raise that unemployment rate in North Carolina.
And then she's like, oh, okay. So, and I said, and weekends, you don't have weekends. You don't have, like, you're working. So stop believing whatever. And then she said, oh, and what about being a home inspector? Oh, I'm like, well,
it's not
same
easy.
Thing. If you want to make money, you have to work a lot. And I'm like, and not only that, are you prepared to go to crawl spaces and attics? She's like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, so you can't be a home inspector. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'll pay someone else to go because it's disgusting.
Well, that is also a liability factor, right?
Of course.
You play as a home inspector an intricate role in the process. There's a lot of liability because buyers and sellers are relying on you and your opinion of the home when you're walking through it and the things you're looking for. So let's talk about that. How you were motivated to go get and become a home inspector, which is, you have to be licensed for that.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Like I said, I was a flight attendant previously and I got furloughed during COVID. And I was kind of just sitting around doing nothing on unemployment. And at the time during COVID, unemployment, well, to me, it was a lot of money. And it was more money than I was making as a flight attendant. So I was like, I don't know.
It's a pretty big topic right
now. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know what to do with like this money and all this time that I have. So I did think about getting into real estate and becoming a real estate agent because I, you know, in my mind, of course, I was like, it's easy, but it's not. I know that now. And then I kind of just talked to a lot of my friends that were realtors and I was like, I don't know really if this is what I want to do. Like, I'm very hands-on. I like to, you know, I want to be my own boss and do something different. So I looked into becoming a home inspector and literally it was just a Google search. That's all it was. And I looked at the requirements to become licensed in North Carolina. And I realized I could do all of the training self-paced on my line online and I had nothing to lose. So I signed up for the courses just to get the background knowledge that I needed. And then I went and did the field training and I kind of just all fell into place. I got licensed and here I am. So
what's been the craziest thing you've seen so far? How long has it been now?
It's been about 3.5 years.
So 3.5 years, craziest thing you've seen since you've got into it. Was the snake the craziest or?
No.
There's probably some inside crazy. I mean,
yeah, of course.
The things you see people leaving their
the
house.
The crawl space is just, you know, dust and some water. But
remember, this is public radio. Be very careful with what you say. Yeah.
I mean, I do see crazy things in the crawl space of what people think can hold up a house because they will literally put anything underneath a house, especially these old homes. I mean, they stack up just rocks that they see when a floor is sagging and they think that that's going to support the home.
Heck yeah, that is. That's Flintstones right there. I like that.
I even saw like a tree branch the other day that was just chilling in the crawl space holding up a section of the floor. Yeah.
That's innovative.
I mean, she is pretty good, by the way, for you, for anyone listening, to follow her, even if you're not buying, selling, but to learn things about, you know, maintenance or what to look for, because she's very, you know, she educates people.
Oh, you spend time teaching people about things?
I try to, yes. Yeah. So I will, anytime I see something crazy or a terrible defect or even just something funny, I post it and I put it on my Instagram. And
it's like Zillow Gone Wild. I follow Zillow Gone Wild. I'm more of a Twitter guy, but I don't want to talk about my timeline right now. It's out of control. No. But so, okay. So some crazy things as far as foundation. That would make me nervous if I'm a broker and I see that on a report.
Yeah.
I know that, at least I correct me if I'm wrong, but in theory, crawl space homes are better.
But there's a debate in this. There's a huge debate in this.
I know, but every time I have a buy, or even when I am getting to list and it's a crawl space, I go like, oh, my Lord, please be nice to me and let this be a decent crawl space. Because I've had clients that take great care of the house, but people don't go in their crawl space. So they think they're amazing homeowners, and they are, but they don't go below the under the house. So the inspector comes and there's a list of things and people are not aware of. So I'm always afraid of crawl spaces.
Do you do like the pictures and all that for everybody when you find something too?
Yep, I do pictures. I do videos. The one I was in the other day had really significant termite damage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to say if the seller's new or not, but it was a treated infestation, but they just didn't repair the subfloor. So the subfloor was pretty much shredded
from
termites.
It was bad.
I mean, it was bad through the whole subfloor. I mean, not just a section.
Yeah, and just not my deal. She posted. So I like, because she shows things, and sometimes I send it to clients. I'm like, look, guys, pay attention to this.
So let's talk about that flow of communication, because I think in the transaction, right, like as a broker and what you have to do and the expectation, okay, you got to communicate to your seller, then there's a buyer involved, right? Like really it's coming from the buyer, because the buyer gets the inspection traditionally, and then most of the time they try to negotiate repairs through the due diligence and repair request form, and they submit to you a copy of the report. And you review it with your client.
Very good. Yes.
I'm just trying another accent today. Yes. I figured to match your wonderful accent. and then you've got to have a difficult conversation, not difficult conversation. What's it like with sellers right now in reviewing home inspection reports?
It doesn't matter. It's not the inspection report, as nice as it is, or sometimes they're bad. It's a personal thing. So some sellers get offended if they get a pretty nice, you know, I'm like, this is nothing. This is a typical inspection of a great house. Your house is
great.
Have
you seen the 1,700 unit or 1,007 units available? You got a good one here.
But they, you know, but sometimes some sellers are, okay, awesome. And some freak out, get offended, get hurt. I'm like, it's okay. And the same thing with buyers. You never know how a buyer will react. Sometimes beautiful, there's no perfect inspection. There's always something, but some buyers
They'll just make something up
if
there's others. You can't have nothing on an inspection report, right? You've not had one with no inspection.
There's been like maybe one or two where I'm like, this is a really great house. And, you know, I'm like looking for things to break. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I will.
Buyers appreciate
that's when you
that,
just
though.
Like, you start nitpicking and it's like, but really, it's happened maybe once or twice, but yeah,
But that's a good feeling, though. If you can convey that message and there's the trust on the relationship between home inspector and the broker and then with the buyer, like for a buyer right now in this market to know they're getting a good quality home for the crazy price they're paying, which we would say is crazy, but in 5 years from now, who knows what the prices will be. That's got to be a good feeling. Yeah. One that we all kind of long for right now in this market, I would imagine.
I had that one happening right now. The buyers are like, oh my God, I'm like, be thankful. This is an awesome inspection. There's nothing, because you know how it is. Every house has one light bulb that's not working.
Yeah,
it's
GFCI.
Not a big deal. Yes, or I don't know, the loose toilet.
Windows.
Every house has
a
loose toilet.
So I asked Bailey what her craziest story was.
Oh no!
I've been watching. Well, my wife's been watching, but I've subsequently been watching Hoarders. At the house. You ever watch Hoarders?
Sometimes.
You ever seen Hoarders?
I've seen it. Yes.
It's pretty.
It's bad.
It's normal. No, it's pretty bad. No, it's pretty bad. The crustiest house you've ever seen, Claudia. How bad was it when you came in and you knew a buyer was going to walk in here and say, ugh, how did you handle it?
It was not TV show material, but pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But we kind of knew, so the wife and myself had our hunter boots and like long sleeves because we are kind of prepared for that.
You prepped for this?
Oh, yeah. And they got it. They bought the house. These are my repeat clients. I love them. They're geniuses. They're going to make tons of money in the future. They're buying.
Was it for investment or for?
Yes,
okay.
For long term.
Well, there you go.
They're like, we're now not going to touch it. Let the lady there. It's fine. And the house was gross. Mm. But they
those
got
are
it.
The fun ones.
They got it. They're going to make tons of money in the future.
Let me ask you this. One last stat before we go to break. Do home prices go down in the next?
No.
10 years.
No.
You don't even think 10 years?
Our area, no.
Yeah, where else am I talking? I'm not moving anywhere. No. Demi's got the plot picked out in the backyard.
She's going to bury me. Up and up and up, so keep buying.
Keep buying.
Keep buying.
Don't stop. Keep buying.
Yes.
That's a good saying.
Yeah.
That was Bruce Lee, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
Do you know who Bruce Lee is?
Yes.
Karate!
Yes.
Bailey McHugh.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it right.
Right.
More of today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas is coming up on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. It's today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate and solar eclipses.
Did you see anything right now?
I did. I went. So it for me, my visual, I look up to the sun after putting on the appropriate bifocals.
Of course.
And when I first saw it, it was the bottom right corner of the sun. Is that the waning gibbous or the waxing crescent? I can't remember. And then it kind of came up to...
Who knows that?
like a swoosh to the top right corner as it came across. So we saw it at the best peak. We saw it, I was at 315, because 311, I guess, was the actual eclipse, the moment.
Okay.
So we saw it at 315. And now at 330.
It's going down.
It's already gone.
Okay.
It's already gone. So my hopes of my children seeing that once in my lifetime is gone.
They're
at daycare, probably napping.
Okay. I want to say something about Bailey, about the whole crawl space that I thought yesterday, as I was thinking about today, I want to maybe introduce in our show. Maintenance Monday. Mm. Tips, like once a week we talk about some things, you know, homeowners should do to keep, because one thing is important, a house needs maintenance. It's just like a car. People sometimes buy a house and think it's magically going to keep working forever. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a list before we put the house on the market for my sellers. I have a list of easy things my sellers should do before we list. Because some of the inspections, there are things that you see in every single house that would take 5 minutes for the sellers to do. And that helps prevent like half of a page on the inspection report. So what are the most common things you see that could be easily done? I have my list, but let's see if you agree with me.
Yeah, a lot of exterior items like caulking around windows, caulking around garage trim, caulking minor cracks that you have in the siding, things like that, because those are really, once they're repaired, that it just makes it easier. And then air filters, light bulbs.
Yes.
Because those are always, even for me, those like take time to write up and I'm like, why can't you just change the light bulb? You know? So it's like, it's little things like that. And caulking around your bathtubs and your vanities. Making sure this toilet isn't loose.
Yes, you know, 99% of them are.
And it's such a, typically, unless it's something major, it's usually just like a wax ring or the bolts need tightened. You know, it's usually something pretty easy like that. Little things like that.
I have a list, I think, with about 15 items. And you just mentioned some of them. And I remember now I have to be a little more careful because one day, for instance, you know, I gave my clients this list, you know, the gutter extension thing, it's $10 at Lowe's. I'm like, put it there. Or it's, again, half a page of an inspection report. But I told my clients, you know, be careful with caulking the window, the shower. And these clients had like a darker, like a nice house, darker tile in the bathroom. And I said, look, if you feel you can do it, I know, you know, just check. Maybe you don't need to do everything, but if you can. So I gave the list to my clients. And then a few days later, before we listed, I went back to take a look. And they had, so it was like a brownish kind of tile in the shower. And they put white caulk around the whole thing. And this is like a close to $1 million house. I'm like, why? Looks why terrible. Is this white thing in the shower?
Do you like copper? Do you like copper?
Where?
Like as far as like the sink, the copper sink thing and all that?
No, not really.
Doesn't it turn green too? Like, isn't that a thing? Like yeah, where it starts changing color? Like
electrosis.
Sorry, I don't know if that's relevant to the white cock part of the
conversation. So anyway, I'm like, why do you have white that doesn't match the thing? He's like, well, you know, I had it in my house. Why would I spend $10? So I'm like, okay, so now don't do that because it's like almost $1 million. So please remove that and use the right.
It's kind of a big deal.
So now when I put my list, I'm like, if you have the right caulk, if you don't want to spend $10, leave it as is and it will be on the report. But 15 things that I think with $100 and 2 hours, you can just, and then help us have a beautiful, easy, clean report.
Yeah. Another thing that I see a lot is the high loop at the dishwasher. That's almost on
the high loop at the dishwasher.
High loop.
What's that?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. So your dishwasher drain has to have a high loop at the top of it so that debris doesn't backflow.
Don't get, okay. Okay.
Your,
see?
Yeah.
Oh, like the line itself.
Yeah.
You're talking about the line.
It's like if your dishwasher drain line is just like chilling on the sink floor.
That's not what you want.
Cabinet floor. Yeah. You don't want
is
that.
Is it true, by the way, that you have to use your dishwasher every now and then? Because I don't use mine, and someone said, oh, you have to do it every, like, once a month.
I mean, it does flush debris out, so I think using it a lot does help, but you don't use your dishwasher?
No.
Huh. You just wash dishes?
Yes. I think the, no. Yeah, I know.
Sheesh.
Why
am I not surprised? You have a dishwasher, but you hand wash the dishes. Yes.
The time it takes to load, wait, it drives me crazy.
I do hate unloading.
Yes, it drives me insane.
The stuff I use every day, I wash, but like, I do.
Sometimes on the weekend,
depends on my mood.
You don't, but I think it's easier, you know, turn on the radio, wash, you know, I think it's faster. I don't know. It drives me crazy. And the more modern dishwashers, as far as I'm concerned, don't really dry anything.
Mm-mm.
So you have to take them and kind of, so no, I hand wash. Yes.
I can understand that.
I like your website, by the way, Bailey. That's what I'm on right now. That's what's playing. Swell Home Inspections. Claudia thought I was just over here looking at the internet or something. Just checking the markets. Just checking the markets and my timeline here. No, I'm using your online schedule now here if I'm on swellhomeinspections.com. Mm-hmm. So residential pre-drywall. So do you do a lot of new construction?
I do, yeah. New construction is huge in Charlotte. So pre-drywall I do maybe like once or twice a week. And then new construction, I'm always... They're just building them so quickly.
Do you get called back at multiple stages sometimes for the new construction stuff from some clients, or how does that go for you?
Yeah, so typically during pre-drywall, I'll note a couple defects, and then they go do the walkthrough with their builder. And sometimes I get photos from clients that are getting photos from their builders, and they're like, "Do you think this is correct?" And you know, you have to be careful with that when they send you photos, because I'm not getting the whole picture. I need to be really go out there and like see if it was actually repaired, you know. So I do go back and I check on repairs that the builder made. And then sometimes new construction, same thing. Like, and it's always really typically like minor things, like a cabinet drawer or a light switch that isn't wired correctly, stuff like that. But recently I had a new construction home and I went into the attic and it was a truss system attic, and they were truss roof system, and two of the connections were missing the gusset plate.
Mm.
And
that doesn't sound good. You don't want to miss your gusset.
Which I see a lot.
It's like it just ran out.
Missing their gusset
plate. It's happening very. She is going to do a new construction for me next week, and she just did maybe a month ago the 11-month warranty inspection, which is, you know, when you buy new construction, 1 year full warranty. So many times.
You better get it.
Many times I tell my clients before the 1 year warranty expires, get an inspection and present the list to the builder. So you have time to make them. By the way, let's say new construction. I'm the new construction queen.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Let's say you could have I am. What can I say?
She is.
You could have for new construction pre-drywall, pre-closing, and the 11-month. Many times buyers are on a tight budget. If you had to choose, like you don't have money to have the three inspections, which one, if they have to choose one because that's all the money allows them to have, which one do you think is the most important one?
I do think the pre-drywall is the most important. And a lot of people don't understand that because the builder will say, yeah, we have our county inspector. We have this guy come out and all of that. And they're like, oh, what? Then why do I need to hire my a private inspector? And I always say, you know, I'm on site for close to 2 hours at any pre-drywall, sometimes three, depending on the size of the home. And the county inspector is there maybe for a half hour. And I'm not saying they don't do a great job, but private inspectors do a more in-depth inspection than a county inspector is going to do.
Well, there's a difference between code and to what
functionality.
You, right, there's two different aspects there.
Yeah, so a lot, we kind of catch things that the county inspector is not going to catch. Like if there's daylight coming through in the attic, that's not a code violation. That's just a defect. So a private home inspector is going to call that out to have that fixed, where a code or a county inspector may not. That's not really on his radar.
One of many examples that exist out there, because there's a lot of those crossovers for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yes, for sure.
And that's why having an independent third-party inspector is kind of almost a necessity these days in this market. It's almost like, man, for what we're paying for houses, I'm not debating that they're going to go up higher. I know they are. But even now, right, like looking at it, especially if you're first-time home buyer or if you are, you know, really stretched on trying to get this property that you've been waiting for a long time, making the extra, let's call it $500 investment up front, right, is very worth it when we're talking about 10, 15 years, realistically.
Yeah, I think it is essential to have an inspection done for new construction because you have a chance to have, if you're paying and you're choosing new construction to have a brand new house with everything working, you have to make sure everything is being built accordingly. Mm-hmm. And for resale, because it's the tool you have to negotiate repairs. Without an inspection, sellers will say, sorry. So very important.
Bailey knows all the good builders then. She also knows all of the really bad builders.
Maybe. She's not.
Stay with us. Today's Real Talk with Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas will be back after these messages on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Today's Real Talk continues now. Here are your hosts, Claudia Ogrizek and Justin Kazepas on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate and solar eclipses. I've seen an eclipse more today than
your whole life.
200 years worth of people will probably see it because it happens every 59 years or 50-something
or
years.
Or 2017 last time.
Different kind of eclipse. It's a different kind. Oh,
please, let's bet some money.
On what?
On, it was the same kind.
I don't like betting. I'm really bad at sports betting.
I know, and I'm not, but I am.
I bet you this
I want to make money.
I'll sign them too. That's okay.
I love doing it when I know I'm going to make the money. I am all for it.
You are a fiend. That's what you are. You're a fiend for helping people. You're a fiend for being a great broker and working with great partners that bring success to all of your clients.
And in her case, in our case, girl power.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. She's the owner. Which is phenomenal, by the way.
I support women, and I love women.
I love a go-getter anyway, but when it's a girl go-getter, I love it.
Have you faced anything like because you're a girl being an inspector? I mean, I didn't want to go there because I don't think it. I don't see gender. I mean, I do, but you know, anyway.
not in a way. Honestly, I don't either. That's why I chose this path. It was just like never a doubt in my mind that I couldn't do something like this. But I don't really get. All I get is positive feedback. I mean, I've never really had anybody who's like, oh, she's a female. What is she doing here? Like,
how dare you let her in this house?
Not even from other inspectors saying, hey, this is our thing.
Oh, no. I get so much support from competitors, other inspectors. And what I'm seeing recently is just, it's kind of crazy, but I've been like inspiring other females to get into the industry also. I have a pretty big presence on Instagram, so I see
it over here.
Yeah, I get constant messages all the time of just saying like, thank you so much. I'm I just started my home inspection journey. Like, I'm getting licensed, going through the training right now. Like, your page really inspired me and encouraged me to go do this. So if that's all I get out of this whole journey, then I'm happy.
And by the way, you just got your mold certification.
I did, yes. So I can test for mold now. So.
Oh, that's
I might
moving
need
on
you.
Up.
I might need you this week, but okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about wood destroying insect reports. You know, are those getting love these days? Is that
but
like on every
do
transaction?
Do you have anyone else
I
do
have,
it, right?
Yeah, so I partner with Addie's Pest Solutions, and they do my termite inspections.
That's good to have a partner there.
They are amazing, by the way.
That's kind of that one, like, you have to do it, but, like, you want to know if you got termites, right? Like, that's what you...
Almost every home inspection, they always add that. I mean, because they'll even tell you if there was a previous problem. I mean, they can tell you a lot, not just yes or no, you know?
How about radon? You know, we live around the lake. Radon can be pretty important for lakefront property, mm-hmm. particularly
especially,
if you have a
yes.
basement on the yes. lake, like, it's likely you need mm-hmm. mediation, I would
yeah.
imagine. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we come across that a lot, really. Especially up in like Troutman areas like that, Mooresville with yep. basements on the lake. Yeah.
I've had clients, both sellers that had no, which is crazy. Someone that had built a house without before meeting me. And I'm like, did you do the radon? They're like, what is that? So we had, I'm like, look, let's get it done before we even get a buyer, because it's very likely you have high numbers, and they were very high.
And
so
if you
she
need
had
it,
to,
it's no issue.
Yeah, so it's like $1,500. She had a remediation.
It's like tasteless and odorless and...
Yeah, and the remediation process is, it runs itself.
Like, it's like a fan, right? You're
yeah.
sucking the air
yeah,
out of
mm-hmm.
the...
And it vents right through your roof like your plumbing vent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
But outside, let's say the lake area, do you see it often? Because I feel like not near the lake, especially this lab... Do you ever see?
I do see on slab, actually. I was really surprised. One house I did a couple months ago, actually it was probably like a year ago. It was a very small house on a slab in Matthews. And it was like right down the street from the house I grew up in. And when I did the radon test, I was like, oh, there's no way. And it wasn't a crazy high level. It was like maybe 4.9. But I was still shocked, like in that area. Small home, slab on grade, had these radon levels. So...
That is crazy.
Yeah, I always tell my clients, it doesn't matter if you're on a basement, a crawl space, a slab, radon can really, it can happen anywhere.
It comes from underneath the ground, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's naturally yeah. occurring in the soil, and it changes very often with weather and erosion and things like that.
Maybe we should give out prizes if you find, like, if you have a radon.
No,
that's how you get
no.
people to inspect. No, 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 that's how
oh,
you
okay.
get people to inspect.
Maybe.
Like,
yes.
you win, you have radon!
Ding, 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 ding! Maybe yeah, but I was very happy okay when I
inspection.
Did, you know, when I did my inspection, my house. It's always good to see that you don't have it. And I'm
oh,
like,
yes.
yes.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
It is. I'm like, okay, I don't have radon. And for the people who are listening, and if you don't know what radon is, it's a natural occurring gas that could cause lung cancer, mm-hmm. among, I think, other.
Yeah, it's
but mainly
second.
Cancer.
Second leading cause of lung cancer, yeah. of course, next to smoking in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Close yes, second, though.
Yeah, very long exposure for that. But still, definitely, if you have cancer already or if you're a smoker, then you're at higher risk for radon.
And if you live on the lake, there's the trifecta.
Yeah.
Yes. So. So far, knock on wood, but the only radon cases I got were all around the lake. Basement, mostly mm-hmm. basement crawl space houses. I mean, all of them, no slab, mm-hmm. but all around the lake.
How easy are your reports to read?
I get great feedback on my reports. I try to make it very layman's terms for my clients to understand. I also work with a lot of first-time home buyers, so I try to keep my language very clear, simple, precise.
You see, this is a wall. Is that like, is that too much? Is that, too, is that?
I mean, some people don't.
No, don't, no, no. I was kidding.
Well, it's things like
don't
flashing.
Don't ever assume. Yeah, don't ever
yeah.
assume anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's things like roof flashing. They don't know what flashings are, so I explain what that is.
Gable,
yeah.
You need to use the fun vocabulary. These like words of the day right here.
Yeah, and different, just when I think say things like PEX, like you have PEX plumbing, that's really great, and they're like, what is PEX? And it's so things like that. But
see, honey, I told you we had PEX.
So it's, I do try and make my report's very easy to read and not be overwhelming or scary. But sometimes there are things that are scary.
And of course, buyer agents should be with the clients going through the report and explaining everything. So usually when we get the report, I get with my clients, but then I tell them, you know, you can also call Bailey or the inspector you're using to clarify. But, you know, the buyer agent should be there to translate and explain. And then the inspector, all of the great inspectors are always a call away. This is awesome. Bailey's one of them. You're tell not 100% sure. Call, say, hey, what is this? And they...
Tell me a story about Bailey that you recall.
I don't have anything crazy. We
no,
have
no,
to
not
wait.
Bad. No, 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 not bad. But like that, you know, you'd compliment what you know, and as far as with your clients. And
I think, you know, there's nothing specific what I like about her. Let's say I usually come at the end of the inspection to, because I always say, of course, the report, this is my opinion, the report always looks worse than reality because they have to follow certain writing rules or whatever. So everything is like hire a GC, hire an electrician.
Oh, sure. And disclosure. Disclosure.
Yes. And liability, of course, I understand. So I like meeting her or any inspector at the end with a buyer so we can say, hey, what, like here, face to face, what do you think really matters? And she's pretty straightforward saying, hey, even if you see this, this is not a big deal, but... one of the cases I remember you saying the water heater was all corroded on top of it.
Yeah,
so she said, you know, she's like, look, if you were to pay attention, this is a 2-year-old house and the water heater is completely corroded. So I love that she calms them down for the silly stuff and then helps them realize what the focus should be on.
Yeah, I try to really categorize my reports too with like, this is at the top of your list.
Yes.
And this is, we want to get this looked at. And this is just a maintenance tip to preserve anything. So I usually start during my summary, I start with the big stuff first and then I go towards the minor things and end with maintenance items. And, you know, typically there's not, I mean, Claudia, like she said, she's a new construction queen. So there's not really, we have very easy reports sometimes. Yes. So it's been nice.
But again, it's reassurance. That's really what it's for. It's for having an independent view at a very expensive thing that you're about to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds
for
fun.
Sure.
Do you ever like just want to get a GC license too? Is that the next level for you or no? Are you just...
I think I would only for like background knowledge. I think it'd be great to have the knowledge of a GC in my, you know, even like the terminology and stuff like that and being able to really just get a bigger grasp on the way they build these new homes now and keeping up with stuff like that, then I would do that. But I don't know if I would ever actually practice like being a GC.
Do you miss being a flight attendant?
No. No, not at all.
Do you wish you were a flight attendant right now?
No. I actually think of that every time I see his plane in the sky. I'm like, oh God, I'm so glad that's not me.
It's so funny because whenever I'm driving and I'm like by the airport, I'm like, what a dream. I love seeing planes. I am a little obsessed. I'm not going
to
lie.
I mean, I love to travel. Don't get me wrong. But I, as far as working on them, no.
Mm. Sometimes when I'm sailing around, kind of around the airport or on the route and people's like, oh, the plane. I'm like, isn't it fun? You can,
like, where
you can
are they
see
going?
100 planes a day. I love it. And again, if my daughter does it, I'll be very happy.
Oh.
Does the fact that Charlotte Douglas, whatever it was years ago, made over Lake Norman, like one of its paths for flights, does that bother you or does it get you even more motivated and excited?
I love it.
More planes.
Keep
More planes.
Keep them coming. Yes.
Charlotte Douglas
I love it.
Is huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty
more
massive.
People are coming. Yep.
I think it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bailey, your opinion as we're heading out, hottest spot around the area that you're seeing, you include parts of Charlotte too, where you think hottest spot around the communities are?
I would say Belmont.
Oh, another Belmont. One? Belmont.
Okay.
Belmont and
if
Mount
my
Holly.
Clients are listening, I swear this was not planned because I tell my clients all the time, thank you. I swear on my daughter's career as a flight attendant.
We don't have to go that far. They believe
this was not
rehearsed. Oh my gosh.
Go Belmont.
Your
yes.
Daughter.
I love 100%. Belmont.
I love Belmont. Yes.
Oh, today's Real Talk, the show focused on North Carolina real estate. Claudio Grizek, Justin Kazepas, Bailey Hugh of Swell Home Inspections.
Go Belmont.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.